Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for Refuah Shleima for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is dedicated to Zeich and Nishmas Moshe Yitzchak ben Yechiel. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Yud Ches, and we will begin on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the end of the second line, Toshma. In the previous shiur, Rav Ashi had posed a question. The question he posed is, we know that if a Nazir becomes Tameh, the halacha is he has to become Tahar with the Parah Aduma. And then after he becomes Tahar with the Parah Aduma, he has to take a haircut. On the seventh day, go to the mikveh and take a haircut. And then on the eighth day, bring Kabbonis. The question Rav Ashi posed is, what was the halacha, an individual who we've been speaking about much in our Shiurim, and that is the individual who became a Nazir when he was Tamei. He was in a basic forest when he became a Nazir, or he was just Tamei when he became a Nazir. The question that we've been learning is, such an individual, what is the halacha regarding his requirement that when he can't become a Nazir until he is Matar himself? Does he need to take a taglachas? Does he need to take this haircut before he can begin his Naziris? That was the question Rav Ashi asked, and that is the question that the Gemara quotes now a Braisa to attempt to answer that question. Tashma, the Torah Gdoisha, in discussing a Nazir who becomes Tameh, the Torah says, V'chi yomas mesa lo b'pesa pisam, v'timei roish nizrei. And the Pasuk, and says the Braisa, who is the Pasuk referring to? It refers to an individual who was Tahor, a Nazir Tahor, and then he became Tamei, that the halacha regarding him is, as we just said, Shehu Tohen Havah Asar, that when the seventh day comes, he has to take a haircut, Havah Tziporim, as we also said, that in the eighth day, he has to bring either Shtei Tohirim or Shnei Bnei Yoina, Echol Lachatos Vechol La'olam, and he has to bring a Keves for Karban Asham. Says the Braisa, it seems that this pasuk is teaching us that only the Nazir Tahor that became Tameh has these halachas. A lifter is a Nazir Bekever, but somebody who became a Nazir when he was Tameh, the example we've been discussing is that he became a Nazir when he was a basic kvaris, that such an individual, ain't Tan Avasar, Vivar Tzipurim, he doesn't have to take this haircut and he doesn't have to bring the kabbanis. The Tosis points out that there's no question that he doesn't have to bring the birds. And if he doesn't have to bring the birds, he doesn't have to bring the Karban Asham. They all travel together. And therefore, he also doesn't, says the Braisa, or the Gemara says that that's what the Braisa means to say, that he doesn't have to take a haircut either. Says the Gemara, because we could have maybe learned differently. Because we could have learned the following Kavachomer. If somebody who was Tahor just became Tamei, the Torah requires Tahor Havasar Vevasipurim. Shouldn't we say Misha Yatamei Betchila, that he was Tamei from the first place? So what the Gemara means to say, explains Tosfos, that he had a higher degree of Tuma. Somebody who was Tamei from the outset is in a higher degree of Tuma than somebody who was Tahor and then became Tamei. Einodin certainly ought the halacha not to be sheitan havasar v'vayitzipurim, that he should have to have the haircut and bring the kabbanis. Tamaloimer, that's why the pasuk indicates v'timei roish nizrei, to teach us misha yitar v'nitmar akos medaber, only somebody who was tar and then became tamei, he is the individual sheitan havasar v'vayitzipurim. However, liftas a nazir Bekever, somebody who was a Nazir from the outset, that doesn't require a haircut and doesn't require to bring birds, Shmamina. So now we have an answer to the question that this individual who was a Tamei from the outset, the halacha is, should not require kabbanis. So the question is that the Karen Oyer asks, that if there is a Kal V'chomer to say that somebody who was a Nazir from the first place, the halacha is that he doesn't have to bring, who's a higher level of tuma. So ask the Karen Oyer, if he's a higher level of tuma, he certainly should not be able to become a Nazir. Because says the Karen Oyer, If somebody who was tohor and became tamei, we know the halacha is that when he becomes tohor, the halacha is that he doesn't have the halacha is that his naziris that he kept till now is forfeited. Certainly, such an individual's naziris is forfeited. So, answers the current ira. The fact that somebody becomes tamei after he really was a nazatar forfeits the naziris is not because situation changed. It's a gzeris akosif that tuma interrupts the naziris, but that's only when somebody was tahor and the tuma interrupted the naziris. Not in this case where he was never tahor that the tuma we should say interrupts the naziris. But as far as we're concerned, the question Rav Ashi posed in our previous year, what is the halacha about a nazir tamei that nazir was tamei from the outset when he becomes tahor and now he's going to begin his naziris? Will he require a taglachos or not? The halacha is he doesn't require taglachos. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara goes back to a braisa that we learned. Man tana hod tana rabbanon. Ask the Gemara, who is the tana of the following braisa? That the braisa says, ein bein tamei shen nazir. There is no halachic difference between a tamei that became a nazir versus somebody who was a nazir tor shenitma, a nazir who was tamei that became tamei. El a shetamei shenazir, a tamei that became a nazir. So, in order to begin his naziris, he has to go through the purification process. And so we keep on repeating, the purification process takes 7 days, but once that seventh day comes, the halach is shvi shaloi. Once that seventh day comes, the halach is olay min aminyan. That could be day one of the naziris. Whereas a nazir shenitma, nazir tar shenitma, if somebody was a nazir and he became tamei during his term of naziris, ain't shvi shaloi olay min aminyan. The halach is that he only can begin the naziris on the eighth day. So the Rishonim ask, why didn't the Braisa say this much more fundamental halacha, that a nazir who was tar and became tamei, so when he finishes the purification process, and on the eighth day he has to bring kabbonis, whereas a person who was a tamei from the outset doesn't have to bring kabbonis? Answers the Rabbeinu Peretz that's exactly what this Braisa means to say. Why could a tamei shen nazir begin his count on the seventh day? Because he doesn't have to bring kabbonis. Whereas the tar shenitma does have to bring kabbonis. So, in other words, this nafgamina that the braisa just stated is actually including the nafgamina about the tamei shenitma shenazer not requiring kabbonis and the tar shenitma requiring kabbonis. Amrav Chizda, says Rav Chizda, who is the tan of this braisa? Says Rebihi. It follows the opinion of Rebbe. The Amar Rebbe ain't Naziris Tahara Chala. The new Naziris can't begin El Adashmini until the eighth day. The Tema, if we're going to want to say that this Bryce is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehudihi, Homer, that his opinion is Naziris the Tahara, that a Nazir that was Tahar and became Tamei, he holds that the new term can already actually begin Meshvihu de Chayla. And this braisa clearly indicates that it only begins on the eighth day. Ask the Gemara, where do we find my Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Where do we find this machloikus of Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Says Matanya, the braisa says, regarding a nazir who was tahor and then became tamei and now goes through the purification process, says the Torah, Rabbi Yom HaShmini, Yavish Dei Sayra Shnei B'nei Yoyin Al Koyin, a Pesach Oil Moid, Vasa Kairis Echad Lchatus, Vechad Loila, Vchipa Lava Kai Mashachata Al Nefesh, Vekides Is Roishoi B'yoy Mahu. So he says Rebbe, what does the Pasuk mean to teach us? B'yoy Mahu Havas Kabanoisov, only on the eighth day where he could bring the Kabanis, then the halacha is that he can become Tahar. So the Rishonim ask, we're going to see their opinions that it's not enough that the eighth day comes. He also has to bring the kabbonis. So why don't we say, but Rebbe doesn't hold that. Rebbe holds just on the eighth day, once the eighth day comes, he can bring his kabbanis. Why doesn't he say that? Says the Gemara, the Rebbe himself teaches us that. Because Rebbe keeps on saying, B'yoyim havas kabbanisov. So Rebbe's focus is on the day, not on the actual kabbanis. Whereas, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion is, B'yoyim taglachtoi. He could bring his nazir, he could start his counting, resume his counting on the seventh day. There is a machloikus rishonim in understanding Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion. What does that mean that he could begin on the seventh day? Doesn't mean as soon as he goes to the mikvah, or does he have to take the haircut? Only after he takes the haircut, the seventh day, can he start counting. But if he hasn't taken the taglachas, even though it's the seventh day, and even though he's gone to the mikvah, he cannot yet resume counting in the zeros. Says the Gemara, V'hoda tanan, there's a Mishnah Masechta Naziris, Masechta Krisis. The Mishnah Masechta Krisis discusses Nazir Shenit B'Tumas Harbi. A Nazir could have had many Tumas. The Loch is Einem Evik Karbon Achad. Will only bring one carbon for all of those Tumas. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana of this Braisa? And as the Rishonim framed the question, if that Mishnah is speaking about a person who became Tomei, and then during the term of his Tumah, he became Tomei again, or not just during the term of his Tumah, but he hasn't finished his purification process, he hasn't reached the seventh day, how could he be called an individual who was Nitma Tumas Harbe? Since he never became Tomei, Tahor, all of the tumas that he becomes exposed to make him one long tuma. And if, on the other hand, he finished his whole purification process, and now he became tuma again, why should one carbon be adequate? There must be some sort of an intermediate situation that, on one hand, it's not considered one long extended tuma, and that, on the other hand, one carbon would be enough. And the Gemara is trying to identify what is that situation. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda that the Tana of that Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Dom Naziris Tahara Meshvi Chayla, that you could start counting the new Naziris on day number 7. And that is going to be the case of the Mishnah there. Mishkach Sla, Kigoyin Shenitma Beshvi, he became Tam, he was a Nazir, who was Tahar, then became Tamei, and then the seventh day came, and he went to the mikveh, he took a haircut, and he became Tamei. The Chazva Nitma B'Shvi, and he becomes Tamei again on that day. Kiva, on one hand, the Layotz L'Shur L'Roy carbon, so he never came to a situation that he could have brought the carbon, because the carbon that he brings for Nazir Shenitma is only on the eighth day. And therefore, if he will become Tamei before the eighth day, the halach is, since the time for bringing the kabbanis has not yet come, so therefore we're going to say in chayv el karbon echad. For explains the Gemara, itay merebihi. If we're going to want to try to explain that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe, let's understand inetma b'shvi. If he became tamei again on the seventh day, v'chazva netma b'shvi, and the mefarshim try to understand. What does the Braisa have to speak about that this happened multiple times? But if he kept on becoming Tamei on the seventh day, so since according to Rebbe, until the eighth day, the new Naziris doesn't begin in any way, so of course he doesn't bring separate Kabbonis. If on the other hand, Nitma Bishmini, if he becomes Tamei on the eighth day, V'chazva Nitma Bishmini, and this keeps on happening again and again, so isn't he an individual? Hare Yotsa Shah Royal of a carbon. He became Tamei in a time where he could have brought the carbon. Since he became Tamei in a time where he could have brought the carbon, so the halacha ought to be that he should have to bring a separate carbon. Why is the halacha in that Mishnah that he brings only one carbon? So the Brisker Rav says that why is this individual that not considered like a Tamei Shenazer that doesn't bring a carbon Tama? And this person that was Tamei should not be considered a Tar Shenitma that we should discuss as Karbanis. So, says the Brisk Rav, everything that we've been discussing about a Tamei Shenazer is speaking about a case that he was Tamei at the outset when he took the Naziris upon himself. Here we're referring to an individual who, when he began his Naziris, was Tahor. So all the halachas that we speak about a Tamei Shenazer do not apply to this individual. So as of now, we've had two opinions. When is a Tahor Shenitma begin his new count? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was on day 7, and Rabbi's opinion was on day 8. Says the Gemara, my Talmud Rabbi, what is the basis for Rabbi's opinion? Says the Gemara, because Amakra, the Pasuk says, only after he brought, afterwards, is the halacha of kiddus asroi shoy b'yomahu. So we see from the psukim that b'yomahu, that day, the yom hashmini, is the day that he can begin counting that a new naziris, not before. Rabbi Yehuda, who's been teaching us that he begins his new naziris on day 7, what is he going to do with that pasuk? Answers Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Im Kain, if that were the halacha, that he could only begin his new count on day 8, Lemakra, Vekidus es Roshay, it would be enough that the pasuk should say Vekidus es Roshay. But Yomahu, we know we're talking about the 8th day, because the kabbonis are only brought on the 8th day. So what did the Torah mean by Yomahu Lamali? What did the Torah mean by teaching us the word by Yomahu? Says the Gemara, Emein Inyel Shmini, it can't be coming to teach us that the 8th day he begins his new Naziris, for that is obvious. Tanei Inyel Shvi will say that's coming to teach us that he doesn't have to wait for the 8th day to begin his new Naziris, but he can begin it on the 7th day. That's the way Tosfos learns, and the Rosh learns this Gemara. There are other Rishonim and Rabbeinu Peretz that explains the Gemara that there's a rule in Shas, a Mir Achamiyot, that a Mir Achamiyot, when we have a double Miyot, El Rabbis. And therefore, here we have two Miyotim, Bayom Ahu, the Torah says, what do we learn from that? That it's not on the 8th day, but on the 7th day. Ask the Gemara, so Rabbi Yossi's opinion is a very strong opinion. Rabbi Nami Hakseh b'yomahu. What's Rabbi going to do with the pasuk b'yomahu? Answers the Gemara. Amalach Rabbi Ahu lahachidasa. That pasuk is coming to teach us. Loimalach api she loyhevi kabanosav. Even though he didn't bring his kabanos yet, the halacha is that once the 8th day comes, even though he hasn't brought his kabanos, the halacha is that he could start counting the new naziris. So we're learning now, according to Rebbe, even though he hasn't brought his kabbonis, he could already start counting a new naziris. So if that's the case, that means, according to Rebbe, all you need is the 8th day. If all you need is the 8th day begins, we know, in the Torah by the night. That means the night of the 8th day is already day 8, and since that's the day, that's the 8th day, so he could start counting his new Naziris at that point. If that's the case, ask the Gemara, for Rav Chisda, my duch lukme. We just finished explaining that Rav Chisda explained that the Mishnah Masech Krisis is following the opinion, that the Mishnah Masech Krisis that said Nazir Shenit Matumas Harbei, maybe carbon achad. So ask the Gemara, why do Rav Chisda feel compelled to explain that Mishnah is following the opinion of Yosef Yehuda? Lit lukma, why don't we explain that Mishnah is referring to a situation, kigoyin the nitma b'leil shmini, he became tamei, he finished his tara process, on the night of the 8th day, he became tamei, it's considered a new tumma, and because he began already counting his new Naziris from night, from eighth night. But since the time that he could bring Kabbonis has not yet come, because you can't bring Kabbonis until, he can't bring Kabbonis until the next morning. So since you couldn't yet bring a new carbon, the halach is you should, this new tumah should not make a new carbon, answers the Gemara. So it, we could have, Rav Chisda could have explained, given the explanation that we just gave, the Mishnah Masech decreases, even according to the opinion of Rebbe. Says the Gemara, mid aloy mukum lay, the fact that Rav Chisda did not explain that Mishnah to Rebbe, lay mikasover, obviously we must say that Rebbe's opinion, that Rav Chisda's opinion is, the lay lav mechusus manhu, something that has to be done by day, kabbonis, which are brought by day. The night before is not considered a time that you can't bring the kabbonis. That din, that we don't bring kabbonis by night, is not because the time of the carbon hasn't yet come. The time for the carbon is on the eighth day. And the eighth day, as we just said, begins by the night before. But there's a new problem. And that is because the Beis HaMikdash is closed. But not to say that at night is not the time for carbon. And since the night is the time for bringing a carbon, so therefore if somebody became tameh after that time came, so just like we consider it a new tumah, we also will bring new kabbonis, says the Gemara. Amar of Adabar Hava, does not necessarily, what must we say that the opinion of Chisda, of Rav Chisda, is the lay la mechusa. The Mishnah is, even Rav Chisda holds the Laila Mechusa's man, he couldn't be explaining because he came tamei in the night, on the eighth night. Because Haba HaTalia, these two halachas travel together. The time to start the new Naziris and the time to bring the carbon travel together. You can't separate them. So I Amrit Laila Mechusa's man, if we say that you can't bring kabbonis halachically at night, it's not just a technical issue that the Beis HaMikdash is closed. Night is not a time to bring kabbonis, when is the time that the first time you can bring the carbon? Letzafra, on the morning of the eighth day. If that's the case, Naziris Namel Lachay Letzafra. Rebbe is going to hold that yes, you could become a Nazir, you could start counting your new Naziris on the eighth day. Not only could you begin counting your Naziris on the eighth day without yet having brought the Kabbonis, but it has to be at least a time that you could bring the Kabbonis. And since Kabbonis cannot be brought at night, then you can't begin, if you hold Laila Mechusas Man, then you can't bring Kabbonis at night. If, on the other hand, the Amrit, if you're going to say Laila Enem Chususman, the really Kabbonis could be brought at night. And the only reason the carbon is not being brought at night is because the Beis HaMikdash is not open. So Nazirus Tahara Chayla Motor, that at night you're a full-fledged new Nazir. And the fact that you can't bring the Kabbonis is just a technical difficulty. And therefore, if you become Tomei at that point, then you would have to bring a new carbon. And that's why, no matter how we explain Rav Chisda's attitude to Laila Mechusas Man, it cannot coincide that Mishnah Masech decreases should be following the opinion of Rebbe. Now, till now, we've brought the Machloikis of Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, that a Nazir that was tar that became Tamei, and he goes through the purification process. At what day can he begin counting the new Naziris? The Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, where Rebbe's opinion was you only could start on day 8, and now we just in fact saw that isn't that simple. What day 8 means, it doesn't mean the night, doesn't mean the morning. And Rabbi Yosef's opinion was day 7. But now the Gemara is going to quote other opinions regarding this question. Says the Braisa, Nitma b'shvi, if this Nazir became Tamei again on the seventh day, v'chazav netu b'shvi, and then he becomes Tamei on the seventh day again, eni mevi el karban echad. Because since he became Tamei before he could bring Kabbonis, it's considered one long Tuma. Netu b'shmini, v'chazav netu b'shmini, mevi karban akolechav echad, each Tuma is considered a separate Tuma, And the halacha is that since he became tamei after the time that he brought a carbon, so therefore the new tumah is considered a new total situation, and therefore he brings separate kabbonis. Maskel menayin miyad, and he begins to count his naziris right away on day 7, divrei Rebbe Elazar, and the Rishonim point out that Rebbe Elazar is following the opinion of Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. There are those that have a problem with that pshat, that they say, why can't we say that Rebbe Elazar is following the opinion of Rebbe? And Rebbe has been teaching us that you could begin the naziris on day 8, as soon as day 8 comes, even though you haven't brought the kabbonis. So the Rishonim explain that the wording of maskel u'mayna miyad very much indicates that you didn't have to wait for anything. All you needed to do is complete the purification process, and you begin the new naziris. Chamayimrim, carbon echad al kol, one carbon is brought for all the tumas, and they now add a new opinion. At shiyavi chatosai, it's not enough, they hold, that the 8th day should come, and once the 8th day comes, I can begin my new naziris. But actually, the 8th day comes, and I bring my carbon chatos. Then and only then do I start the new count. Hevi chatosai, if after I brought the carbon chatos, nitma, hevi chatosai v'nitma, mevi carbon kolach v'achod, hevi chatosai, even though he has to bring a carbon chatos and a carbon asham. But even though he just brought the carbon chatos and not brought the carbon asham, the halacha is, as soon as you bring the carbon asham, the halacha is, as soon as you bring the carbon chatos, you could start counting a new naziris. That's one halacha. And the other halacha is that as soon as you bring the carbon chatos, if you become tamei after you bring the carbon chatos, it's a whole new tumah. And now we have a fourth opinion. And that's the opinion of Rishmol Benoy Shab Yochim Ebroik Oimer. Shein Shechatosai Kvasoi, just like the Chatos, until you bring the Kama Chatos, you can't start a new Naziris. Kach Ashamim Akvoi, so too does the Kama Ashram prevent you from beginning to count a new Naziris. So while we've actually had, the Gemara has taught us four different opinions. When the Nazir who was Tar and then became Tamei and then becomes Tar, when can he start again his new Naziris? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion is the 7th day. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is the 8th day, even though you haven't brought your Kabbonis. The Chacham's opinion is that you have the 8th day and having brought your Kabbonis. And Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that you have to wait for the 8th day after you brought your Chattis and Asham. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rebbe Elazar, and again, this is the way we've been learning the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. The Rebbe Elazar's opinion is the same as the opinion of Rebbe Yosef of Yehuda, that you begin the new Naziris on the 7th day. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rebbe Elazar, that says you begin the Naziris on the 7th day, his opinion is understandable. Because the Pasuk says, we read this pasuk earlier in our shir. And as we learned earlier in our shir, the words b'yomahu is superfluous to teach us api shloihevi kabbonosim. Even it's not a day on which you could bring your kabbonos, it's only day 7. You could start counting a new naziris. The rabbanon used that pasuk of b'yomahu to teach us. That even though you haven't brought your kabbonis, even though you haven't brought your carbon asham, as long as you brought your carbon chatos, that's enough. El Rabbi Shmuel, but ask the Gemara according to Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do for that? As we learned that the Nazir who became Tamei, when he completes the Tahara process, he has to bring 3 kabbonis, a oila, a chatos, and an osham. And the Rabbi Shmuel is saying, yes, you can't begin a new count of Naziris until you bring the chatas v'nasham. But you don't have to have brought the carbon oila to begin the new count. So why don't the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Shmuel? Why do Rabbanan not say that that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, that you don't have to bring the carbon oila? Answers the Gemara, Rabbanan, oila l'boi miyutei. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the oila doesn't hold up the new count. Why don't we need a pasuk? Because oila is a darim ba'almahu. A carbon oila is only considered a gift. So something which is essential to your tahara process, like a chatas and asham, that is required. But and that we could say is required, and there's a pasuk that will tell us which one yes and which one not. Oila is obvious, doesn't hold up the tahara process, because the entire point of the oila is only a gift. Says the Gemara, my tamay de Rabbanan, why do Rabbanan say that it's only the chatas that holds up the tahara process, and not the asham? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, because the Braisa says, "V'hezel Hashem Hashemay Nizroi, v'evi keves ben shnosa la'asha." Ma tamaloymer? Why did the Torah have to say the din of the asham between the alochas of the chatas and oila? Fi shematzina shakol ashamus b'toyer shemakvim. Normally, somebody who has to bring a carbon asham, until he brings the carbon asham, he is not tar. Yochel avzeh. So we would think that here too, that is the halacha, that the halacha is that until he brings the carbon asham, he should not be able to start a new count. Tamalaymer, v'hez v'hevi. The pasuk says v'hez l'Hashem Hashemay Nazroi. The pasuk says that before the pasuk of v'hevi keves ben shnosa l'asham. The teacher shafpi l'hevi. Even though you didn't bring the carbon asham, the halacha is hazy, you could start counting the nazar. Rav Shmuel ben Yochanan, who disagrees, and he holds, as we've been learning, you have to bring the carbon asham. And if you haven't brought the carbon asham, you can't start the count. Omar, hazy of a heavy, he learns the pasuk just differently. The pasuk comes to teach us, Amos a hazer, when can you start counting your new naziris? Only bizman shehevi, if you brought the carbon asham first. But if you didn't bring the carbon asham first, the halach is that you don't have to, you can't start the count. So the question is that the Rishonim discuss, that Rabbi Shmuel says that we need a pasuk to teach us that the oila is not ma'akiv, that the oila doesn't hold you up from beginning the new count. But the Gemara says that oila darin ba'almahu, and the halach is, so since an oila is a darin ba'alma, it's considered a gift. So the question is, why would we think that it should hold it up? It's only a gift. So the Rishonim, in explaining Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, says that even though an oil is a dirin, we do find in some places that when an oil is required to be brought, that until the oil is brought, the halacha is that it's ma'akiv. So we would think that this too is such a situation, that's why we need a pasuk to teach us that in this case, so is not the case. So Rabbi Shmuel says that the chatas and asham hold up the count of the new naziris, but the oila does not. So why do we need, and we learned that from the pasuk v'hezer v'hevi. So the question is, what's he going to do with the pasuk of b'yomahu? So explains the Rosh. If we did not have the pasuk of b'yomahu, we would say that the Hezer V'Hevi comes to teach us that even the Oila holds up the new Naziris, especially as we just explained, Rabbi Shmuel cites other places in Halacha where that is the case. That's why we have the B'Yomahu, that it doesn't hold it up. But if we didn't have the words V'Hezer V'Hevi, that we would maybe say that even without any Kabbonis, you could start the new count. Only because we have this combination of b'yomahu and v'hezer v'hevi is Rabbi Shmuel able to learn that the chatas and asham hold up the new count, and the oila does not hold up the new count.